Test 82, Section 1, Question 18. So this is flaw. And so A is protein. The higher your A, the higher the blood pressure. Okay. Disease X usually causes an increase in A. Therefore, disease X must be a cause of high blood pressure. This is correlation causation, because it's saying typically the higher A, the higher the blood pressure causes an increase in A. Could just be that blood pressure causes higher A, who knows. It confuses necessary and sufficient, don't think so, overlooks possibility even if it causally contributes. Other factors may fully counteract that effect in the present. I don't love it. Let's see what else we get. Elicit infers on the basis of two phenomena being correlated that one causally contributes. So C, yeah, that's going to be our correct answer there. Looks really good. I might hold on to B still, but D confuses one phenomenon's causing the second with a second causing the first. It's not doing that. It takes for granted that one often causes it, and that second often causes a third, then the first cannot ever be the immediate. It's not about what can't be the cause. It's about what is the cause. So that illicitly infers two being correlated, those two are correlated, that one causally contributes to the other. And so therefore C would be our best answer here.